Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. By day, the ponds at Inspiration Ridge Preserve buzz with the activity of dozens of swallows, feathered aces swooping through the air to catch thousands of mosquitoes and other insects that flit above the water's surface. Come sunset, these swallows return home to their nests after a long day hunting, and a new aerial insectivore takes their place. On a cool summer night in June, I started hiking just past sunset to witness this changing of the guard. By the summer twilight here in Alaska, I could see dark shadows moving quickly across the pond's surface. In the wind, I heard the faint flapping of leather wings. At half past midnight, I was witnessing the emergence of Myotis lucifugus, the little brown bat. Ranging from pale tan to dark brown, and weighing only as much as a quarter, little brown bats are well suited to their name. This mouse-eared microbat has a vast home range, covering 46 U.S. states and 10 Canadian provinces, including here in Homer, Alaska, where the little brown bat is our only native bat species. As insectivores, you're most likely to find little brown bats near bodies of stagnant water, where their preferred diet of mayflies, midges, and mosquitoes are most abundant. Unlike swallows, which are easily heard chirping as they swoop through the air, the little brown bat appears a silent hunter. Yet this is far from the truth. While our ears can only pick out the faint flapping of their wings, little brown bats are constantly calling out, dozens of times a second, far above the range humans can hear. Little vibrations in the air lasting only a few milliseconds, with a frequency 200 times higher than middle C. To detect these frequencies, you need a special kind of recorder. Fortunately, I was well-armed with this equipment and captured this recording slowed down to an audible speed of a little brown bat honing in on airborne prey. This echolocation is how they see their surroundings. They send out high-pitched sound waves that bounce off insects and the water surface, returning to little brown bats' specialized ears, which help to interpret this reflected sound similarly to how we interpret light reflected off our surroundings. This allows little brown bats to hunt at night when other animals, reliant on sight, must rest until morning. Despite their vast range, little brown bats are considered an endangered species, almost entirely due to one threat, white nose syndrome. White nose syndrome is a fungal infection that first appeared 19 years ago and has since spread across the lower 48, wiping out around 90% of bat populations wherever it appears. This infection covers the skin of bats, including their noses, with a white fuzz that wakes them up early from hibernation, a fatal act that leaves them active and without food in the heart of winter. While white nose syndrome has yet to reach Alaska, it's quickly approaching, with new outbreaks each year. Scientists across North America are working together to combat this epidemic, developing vaccines, UV light treatments, and probiotics to reduce bat mortality from white nose syndrome. Here in Homer, the best way we can help is to learn more about our own little brown bats. One of the best ways to learn more is to get outside, to go for a walk near a pond or wetland, and to look up at the sky for our furry winged friends. If you see a bat, help the Alaska Department of Fish and Game monitor their population by reporting it or performing a colony survey. You can find the bat observation form and more information on how to get involved on the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website. This is Peter Suchstorf, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.